I'm Rona Tarrant. President Trump has described a migrant caravan approaching the US border as a national emergency, with the Pentagon now reportedly sending 800 troops to the region. The troops would add to the roughly 2,100 National Guard soldiers Trump already sent to the border under an order earlier this year. Meanwhile, Catholic charities have said they're preparing to take migrants from detention centres in Texas to make room for new migrants arriving. Archbishop Charles Chaput of Philadelphia has said the Synod of Bishops on Young People missed an opportunity to confront the global sex abuse crisis. Speaking to Catholic News Service, the Archbishop said he wished the Synod had taken more time to talk about the crisis and apologise to people for it. Chaput, who was present at the Synod, said the resistance of some bishops meant the abuse crisis was largely absent from the discussion. The Archbishop had written to Pope Francis in August asking him to postpone the Synod in the wake of the scandals in the US. Archbishop Paul Etienne of Anchorage has appointed an independent commission to review all personnel files of clerics and religious men and women who have served in the Archdiocese of Anchorage since its establishment in 1966. The independent body will also review allegations of sexual misconduct of lay volunteers and employees reported to the Archdiocese and make recommendations for better procedures. The FBI has searched a male facility near Miami as investigators try to find who is behind a series of suspected explosive packages. Devices have been sent to 8 high-profile people, including former President Barack Obama and actor Robert De Niro. Reports say investigators believe at least one was sent from Florida. The FBI have not released details of their investigation. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.